Immediately following the U.S. Declaration of Independence, the British Crown began to regain control over the American colonies. After the Treaty of Paris in 1783, Britain retained military forts in the Great Lakes region and began extending loans to the U.S., creating debt dependencies to the crown. In 1812, the British crown waged war against the U.S. After the war, British financial firms began financing projects in the U.S. In 1816, the Second Bank of the United States had up to 70% of its stock held overseas, mostly in Great Britain. During the U.S. Civil War, Britain was involved in supporting both the North and the South. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913, which established a private central banking system, was established with the help of Paul Warburg, whose family partnered and intermarried with the Rothschild banking dynasty of the Bank of England. The 1944 Bretton Woods Conference ensured that London would maintain influence over American finance. The UK-USA Agreement of 1946 formalized the sharing between U.S. and British intelligence agencies. Right after being inaugurated in 2025, President Trump began saying that Canada will become the 51st state.
I think Canada would be much better off being a 51st state because we lose $200 billion a year with Canada, and I'm not going to let that happen.
Canada would be great as our cherished 51st state. You wouldn't have to worry about borders. You wouldn't have to worry about anything.
Canada was meant to be the 51st state. We don't need their energy. We don't need anything. We certainly don't want their automobiles. They make a lot of millions of automobiles are sent in. I'd rather have them made in Michigan. I'd rather have them made in South Carolina or any one of
our. You're tougher with Canada than you are with our biggest adversaries.
Only because it's meant to be our 51st state.
And on February 27th, the Prime Minister of the UK, Keir Starmer, met with President Donald Trump at the White House and presented him with an invitation from King Charles for a state visit.
It is my pleasure to bring from His Majesty the King a letter. He sends his best wishes and his regards, of course, but he also asked me to bear this letter and bring it to you. So can I present a letter from the King to
Thank you very much. Am I supposed to read it right now?
Yeah, please do.
I will do.
I've got to tell him what your reaction is, I need to know.
He is a great gentleman. A great, great gentleman. Well, that is really nice. I must make sure his signature's on that. Otherwise, it's not quite as meaningful. It is, and that's quite a signature, isn't it? Beautiful.
He's
a beautiful man, a wonderful man, and we appreciate it. I've known him, gotten to know him very well, actually. First term and now second term. Perhaps you'd like to say what that very important paragraph.
Yes, so this is a letter from His Majesty the King. It's an invitation for a second state visit. This is really special. This has never happened before. This is unprecedented. I think that just symbolizes the strength of the relationship between us. So this is a very special letter. I think the last state visit was a tremendous success.
It was.
His Majesty the King wants to make this even better than that. So this is truly historic. What I haven't got yet is your answer.
Yes.
I do need to.
The answer is yes. On behalf of our wonderful First Lady, Melania, and myself, the answer is yes, and we look forward to being there and honoring the King and honoring really your country. Your country is a fantastic country, and it'll be our honor to be there. Thank you.
On March 20th, The Sun published an article stating that King Charles will reportedly make a secret offer to Donald Trump during his state visit that will make the USA an associate member of the Commonwealth. Trump posted this article on his Truth Social network and replied, "I love King Charles. Sounds good to me." Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.